good seed. That's what the Word of God is. Truth. Things that never perish. Dogma. Doctrine. Jesus Christ, crucified and put in the ground, to rise again. To come up as a plant that could never be cut down. A vine that will endure unto eternity. A vine which has decided to make you its branch. By promise. By more good seed, by more good words, by the forgiveness of sins. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO. Good Monday morning to you. Psalm 37 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good." I love it. It's gospel and law there, yeah? It's not preaching. This isn't like, you know, while there's distinction about how the law has to first condemn you before it can, you can be raised by the gospel. It's just a proclamation to you, believer. Here is the summation of all that God has to say. First, I'm in charge. I got you. Don't worry about it. Get over yourself. And second, look around. There's a lot of good you can still do, even in this valley of darkness. Dwell in the land. Dwell where you are. Vocate. And befriend faithfulness. Vocate and live under grace. Stand as you have been placed. Put your hands to the task before you. But don't be disturbed into thinking that it has anything to do with the future. Not for reals and not for trues. No. No, the future is in His hands. He gives to His beloved even while they sleep. You cannot change the color of one hair on your head. No, not really. So delight yourself in the thing that will last forever. Delight yourself in the Lord. In this Jesus. In those forgivenesses of the sins which you do indeed carry with you every step of the way. Delight yourself in the mercy found at His altar as He distributes Himself to you by word and precious promise. And He will give you the desires of your heart. He will give you what you really need most. Now, this isn't, don't hear this as like, well, whatever I want, God's going to give me if I'm a Christian. Well, not so much. Because the problem is, again, we want evil. That's called temptation. Temptation is when you want evil. It's the definition of it, right? The devil comes along. He doesn't tempt you with what you don't want. He tempts you with what you want. And Paul, of course, recognizes there's a kind of a mystery at work here, right? I want what I do not want. And that thing which I do not want, that's what I do and all this kind of stuff, right? But the point is, not all the desires of your heart are good, but the ones that are supposed to be there, the ones that God created to be there, they are good, and those are what are going to be given to you regardless. And this includes your daily bread. This includes health. This includes life with your family. It just might not be here. It might be there on that better shore. But in the meantime, there's quite a bit good here too. He certainly gives those things. So whatever you see right now, whatever's before you, commit your way to the Lord. That is to the grace, to the mercy, to the promise of what is coming on that great day. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justification, right? Your justice, your being made innocent as the noonday. It happens now by good seed, by words declared to you, that Christ is totally sufficient. That He, in fact, is the power to redeem you, body and soul, from sin, death, and the devil, from all the assaults of God's own wrath, and the declaration of wickedness, all being sent to hell on that last day. Christ is the promise that even for that darkness, God is intent to bring forth you, justified, good seed, poking out of that dirt of your grave on the final day. So right now, be still. Wait patiently. Fret not yourself. Refrain from anger. Forsake wrath. That all shall be cut off in a little while. A little while you shall inherit the land. Oh, it's good stuff. This gospel. Listen to Oratio. And Pastor Jonathan Fisk, Sharper Iron coming up. Pastor Philipek with us this morning, if I'm not mistaken. You ready to rock? I'm sure he is.